Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show. I apologize for my solemn voice. I just had a conversation with Mike and Rob. We have to have a meeting.
What's going on, man?
Thinking about trading you, man. You know, I mean, we there was rumors that we were going to trade you with Jamaican Rob, but there was other offers we got, some guys that I worked with before, and we just want to let you know that I did want my guy to come in. That deal didn't work out, so I'm sorry you had to hear about that, but it's going to be okay. We're going to try to work this out through the season. Is that okay?
No, man, it's not okay, man. I got a problem with that.
Why? I mean, you just got to forget it. Let the bygones be bygones. I'm just letting you know up front, and we're just going to try to make this thing work out. The trade didn't go through, but I wanted my guy.
Right.
And I'm sorry you had to know about that.
Right.
But now I'm going to be a man, do this little meeting. You thought this meeting was going to be all friendly, but I want to let you know I did want my guy still.
Well, I mean, that's still kind of disrespectful, man.
So what you going to do about it?
Probably I don't know, man. Maybe look at some other ways of working with somebody else.
You need to be a team player and listen, take this news and be a man and not trip about it.
I know what you're getting at, man. Obviously, I appreciate your candor about what you're talking about.
Okay.
With Jay Cutler. I appreciate that. That's a very good, I don't know if it is a metaphor, but if it is a metaphor, it's a good metaphor.
No, I'm serious. I don't want you on the show anymore.
Right,
I
had right. Right. But if that's part of it, I understand.
Okay.
But to me, I appreciate the attempt, but to me, they kind of miss a little bit because Jay Cutler is still a professional and you're not paying me like he's getting paid. And there's not a whole bunch of people out there who look at that like his value is diminished, like him as a player, you know, that his value as a player is diminished, which and then and I'm not sticking up for him, but the metaphor didn't necessarily fit. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's disrespectful.
I thought you was just going to go crazy and run out of the room.
No, not at all. I understand. I mean, to me, I look at it like this, man. One of the things I was thinking about this Jay Cutler, Josh McDaniels thing. I mean, Josh McDaniels, to relate to the younger players, these GMs are hiring younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so when you're hiring younger guys, you got to take the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also see that in the college ranks, too, with guys who just don't necessarily know how to handle the business side of being a coach. And you're going to see it more in college, just like with Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys who have talent
X
as far as the X's and O's, but put in a position of actually managing and actually being able to express that, they've never had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I was at the baseball tournament, right? And John Hopkins University, which is a medical university, was playing baseball there. And
out of Baltimore?
Yeah, out of Baltimore, okay. At this baseball tournament. And so there's a water fountain, and there's also a spigot where you can get water where the baseball players fill up these, you know, these big jugs of water. And the John Hopkins guy had the big jug of water like tipped up towards the water fountain, like trying to get the big jug of water filled up through the water fountain when the spigot was right next to it that he had to push it that would pull all the water in there.
Oh.
And so it was just funny. Like, we were laughing at him, and I was like, you know what? I don't mind my doctor or a doctor being literary enough where he just doesn't know that because that shows you he's good at his craft. Well, that's the same way these guys are. They're linear. They've been good at their craft of being X's and O's guys, but that's all they're good at. You can't expect him to do more than that. So these guys are coming in there. They think they can, you know, they can, I want to get my guy, which is no problem with that. But it's really the job of that coach to be respectful enough to the player.
Okay.
And it's still the player's responsibility to deal with whatever situation. But it's still that these guys are young. They don't care. They don't understand how this is a business necessarily, this X and O. Josh McDaniels, man, I mean, he's just a cat who used to coach. You know, I mean, his pedigree is just hanging around fools.
I mean, you think about it. This dude was 30. He was born in 1976, 77. So realistically, the first Super Bowl he probably really remembered might have been like the 84 when I think like Redskins were winning when they.
I know, but he ain't breaking down tape in 84. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, I mean, that's
I'm
the one
saying,
he can
I'm
really
just,
remember.
I'm just saying, as far as like his history of the game is very
right.
limited. I mean, I don't know if you know his background, but he came from, his father was a high school,
right.
Ohio high school legend.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, he's got football in his blood.
No, he doesn't.
Well, not in his blood, but I mean, if you know, if you've been around football since you were four, I mean, you've seen it. You've got experience.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
He really doesn't have football in his blood.
I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about that expression as if it was just automatically given to him. Like he just understands the game more than somebody else would understand the game.
Well, he's been exposed to the game.
Okay.
More than you have.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll see. But he doesn't have game like me, because if he did, he wouldn't have a coach. He wouldn't have a quarterback who's mad at him.
Yeah. Right, you know what? He came about it all wrong.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if he had my game, because he wouldn't have been doing that.
And we're going to do an example of how you should have did it. But let me give the audience and give you the true feelings, I think, summarize the situation based on Jay Cutler's point of view.
Okay. So should I put this some violin music right now?
No. This isn't violin, because I'm going to be Jay Cutler. And this is.
It is violin.
No. He was kind of like, this is okay. You know what? We'll match the music. I'm going to try to do my best little acting job. Give me a Tony Award. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I went in there with every intention of solving the issue, being a Bronco, moving forward as a Bronco. We weren't in there but about 20 minutes. McDaniels did most of the talking. And as far as I'm concerned, he made it clear he wants his own guy. He admitted he wanted Matt Castle because he said he was raised him up from the ground as a quarterback. He said he wasn't sorry about it. At the end of the meeting, he was like, Jay, I want you as our quarterback. You're our guy. It felt like the opposite. Really? I figured we'd hash things out, shake hands, laugh a little, and move forward. What happened Saturday was the last thing I expected. Jay Cutler.
Your tone is good. I feel that you have a future in acting, and I'd like you to look at a couple more scripts, come back, and then maybe we can see if we can work with you. But I mean, honestly, you have something you're really working with.
Acting is hard, man.
Acting is really hard.
And you know what? I want you to follow up on the act, and I want you to pretend like you was Josh McDaniels, how he should have presented the meeting to Jay Cutler. So we walking in, hey, Coach,
what's up?
Hey, I'm glad we got
you. Hey, Jay, how's it going, man? I mean,
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward. You know, we want to hash some things out. I got my agent here. I don't want anything to happen. I guess I just don't know about the trade. I don't feel comfortable about that.
Honest with you, Jay. There's no reason to lie. As you know, I've been the coach for New England Patriots. I've worked with Matt Castle for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And if you were going to a new situation where you had a comfortable situation, you want to put yourself in the best position to be successful, you take more familiar. That's why guys take coaches with them. Well, I was thinking I would take Matt Castle over here with me just because it's familiar. It's not a slight against you as your ability. It's just, you know.
But coach, you getting Matt Castle means getting rid of me. I'm a Pro Bowler.
I totally understand what you're saying, but we don't have a history of working together. Not saying I don't want to, but I'd rather take him in that situation. And now since this hasn't happened, I mean, you're the quarterback I want. You're the one I want to work with.
Wait, you got me so confused. Are you being what McDaniels really did, or are you doing what he should have did?
Man, you ruined it all, man. You told me to do what he should have did. I was doing that.
So you're saying that game would have worked?
Yes.
That even made me mad. I thought I was Jay Cutler. You was actually.
No, man. You know what, man? Because you're not asking the right questions that Jay Cutler would ask.
I don't think Jay Cutler walked in and probably didn't say nothing because he was pissed off. He probably sat down.
You just read the little.
No, that was afterwards. Okay. But I'm saying in reality.
You ruined me actually getting to the heart and breaking down Jay Cutler, and he would have been, man, I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
There was more to that.
Yeah, man, you just ruined all the whole conversation. I can't be Josh McDaniels again right now. I can't go back to Josh. I mean, that was a serious conversation I was having.
So you like a method actor,
man. I can't just create this. I'm an artist.
Dude, that was so whack, man.
That was so good, man. I'm an artist, man. You understand? I can't get that character and that kindness that I was feeling for Jay. I understood his pain. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is when there's a misunderstanding, all you have to do is understand where they're coming from. So, you can pretty much, no, for real, listen, you can pretty much say anything if they know that you really get where they're coming from.
If you a real actor, you can go right into this role right now. It's a cut. All right. Okay. All right. Boom. Take two.
Okay. So listen.
Take two. So right at the part where you just said something about, Jake, I really wanted you. You're my guy. And that's when I exploded. That's when I became out of character. Okay. So then this is what Jay Cutler would have said.
Okay, so
I'm your guy, huh? Okay. So I'm your guy, huh? And I was supposed to hear these trade rumors, huh? You weren't a man enough to tell me in my face straight up. How do you know I can't run a program? I was a top 5 pick. I was a top 7 pick in a draft. Who is Matt Castle? The way you raised him, you could raise me the same way. We could have had something special. And I got to hear from you like this? Give me my Oscar.
Dude, I almost started crying, man. I almost hugged him right now. Like, man, Jay Cutler need a hug right now. They understand. That was like, yo, that, man, was like,
I stepped into the Jay Cutler persona right there.
You threw me off. Like, I have to take it to a whole other level right now. I feel like we got to cut and do it again. So, okay, so you finish it.
All right.
All right, so okay. You talk.
You know what? You know what? This is the brand new segment. Okay. This is going to be the acting segment, how we going to act, how it really went behind the scenes.
So you said you got to say it. I understand. You're very, you understand that you're really upset.
Yeah.
And you're upset about what? Like, what happened?
Yeah. So you want me to do it again?
Yeah, do it again.
All right. So, Coach, you going to tell me some things. I can't get into it. Can we just run a clip again?
Okay.
No, I got to get you back in the character. Okay. My bad.
Right.
How now, brown cow? Good. The skeleton had keys in the shower. I am Anchorman. Okay, here we go. So, Coach, you gonna try to tell me that Matt Cassel is your boy? That's your guy? What about me? I'm a Pro Bowl quarterback. I had 25 touchdowns last year, and you weren't a man enough to tell me in my face that we were looking for someone you're comfortable with? Well, guess what, Coach? This is the NFL, and whenever you get a new situation or a new team, you better learn how to deal with new players. You can't go back. You want to bring your daddy in here to be your assistant coach, too? There's things in here you can't control, and right now, you need to control who you are as a man and look me in my eye and tell me why you did what you did.
You know what? I totally understand why you'd be. If I was you, I would be just as upset you are. I would feel like I was betrayed. I would feel like the organization turned its back on me and they're talking behind my back and they don't want me. I would feel like I'm upset, like I'm not even worth it. Like all this hard work that I've worked for is like not for nothing because these guys are disrespecting me. I would feel the way that you feel, and I'm not going to tell you that you shouldn't feel the way you feel, Jay.
Hey, everybody. It's Tony Robbins.
Shanahan is more of a man in his two teeth than you will ever be.
Okay,
you are a fraction of who Mike Shanahan is.
I totally understand you feeling that way because if I got disrespected...
Trade me.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to get traded...
Trade me.
But let me
now, you know what? Trade me for a defensive player. What you going to do now? What you gonna do next? Is Chris Sims the answer? You a fool. I hope you fail. You know what? And somewhere I know my enemy Philip Rivers is over here shining and dancing, and I think he's behind this whole thing.
Man, you know what? I understand. First of all, I've never known Jay Cutler to become so Afrocentric. When did Jay Cutler turn it? This is Don't Be a Menace, and all of a sudden this was a Boys in the Hood clip. Like, he hasn't seen his father. I can't believe, like, Trey was with all. I've never seen this brother get so emotional.
Jay Cutler was swinging in the air. Like, he was in the air. Jr.
I've never seen Jay Cutler so ethnic. That was incredible, man. It was
brilliant. First of all, partner.
He was crazy. Jay Cutler was almost so anyway.
He turned into Tupac. It was the Jay Cutler story played by Tupac as he's played in Juice.
Man, I don't understand, but all I know is that this makes me realize that there's a whole bunch of stuff that we'll never know. You never know how a conversation goes between two people. You never know who said what unless you talk to a man face to face.
Exactly.
So we never know who broke the news first. But there's all about professionalism, man. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel McDaniels a professional, but I still feel that Jay Cutler still has the same responsibility professional, man. Toughen up, dude. So what they wanted to trade you, man. Nothing's changed.
That's true.
He has you. Just be confident in yourself,
That's
man.
True.
A lot of guys have to prove themselves all the time. Baseball players got to prove themselves every game. And this dude's crying about that. So, man, be a man. But you know what? At Vanderbilt, he was known as not being tough mentally, too. This was something that carried him in the NFL, and this is not just new. So to me, mentally tough and talent, he can have that, all that arm. Jeff George had an arm too, bruh. And I'm telling you that, man, there's guys out there with gunslinging arms, but they don't have it upstairs and they'll never win. So until Cutler shows me something that his under 500 record, I can't really be mad at McDaniels for trying to get somebody who he thinks is not less on tires, never played college. So he knows the system and he can bring that there and implement that immediately. I can't be mad at him, but I can be mad at him for not being professional, man.
I feel you.
And that's how
that.
It goes.
I feel you on that. We're going to take a very small break. Little commercial break. When we come back, I got a flashback to some things that me and you talked about a little while ago, and I want to bring it back to how we did, how our allegiance is to what we stood up to on some sports we normally don't talk about.
All right, then.
Robin Key will be right back with more of the Atypical Sports Show.
Arizona Corps Baseball is Arizona's premier professional baseball and softball instruction. Arizona Corps Baseball provides you with one-on-one lessons with former major leaguers, video analysis, and with the college placement program, has placed over 180 student athletes at the college level. Contact Rafael Melchioni at 480 343-0582 to schedule your next lesson. Arizona Core Baseball has three valley locations. Go to arizonacorebaseball.com to find the facility near you.
You're listening to the Atypical Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Atypical Sports Show. You remember we did our little NASCAR talk? Who was your two dudes?
Oh, man. Who did I say I liked?
I got him. I know.
Tony Stewart?
Tony Stewart was one of your dudes.
And the other dude was one of them, the brothers.
Kyle Busch. And my dude is Kurt Busch and Carl Edwards.
Right.
And the standings, and Logano, man, he is falling off. But, I mean, he's 18 years old. But the standing so far is Jeff Gordon is winning the Sprint Cup. But my boy Kurt Busch, third. My boy Carl Edwards, fourth. Your boy Tony Stewart is sixth. And Kyle Busch is seventh. So mm-hmm. we got four of the top seven.
Right.
But did you see what Kurt Busch did a couple weeks ago?
You know that's a rhetorical question, right?
I don't know. Did you see it?
No, man, I ain't never. Man,
okay, no. I'm saying, no. He won some Atlanta, some, I don't even know the name
and
of
he
it.
He backflipped.
No, dude.
He did the running man.
No, you know what he did?
What? Did he do the Harlem Shake?
No. The victory lap, he drove the car backwards on the track. The victory lap with the flag out. So his whole topic was, so they can see my face. Because if you drive normally, you're going to be facing the end of the track. So he drove backwards the whole 1.5 mile around the whole track with the flag out.
You're going the wrong way.
He says we're going the wrong way.
Oh, he's drunk. How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know?
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Terrific.
Thank you.
What a moron.
And Kurt Busch had the nerve to say, you know what? I want my fans to name this. Right now, they call it like the reverse donut or something like that. But he said, log on to my website, KurtBusch.com, and name this victory celebration because they're going to be a lot more this season. And that's how I'm putting it down. So people who ain't up on NASCAR, this is what NASCAR needs. They need a brother like me telling you some things that was looking flavorful to me. He went backwards on you.
Okay, you know what? That'll make me watch NASCAR. Ain't it amazing how just a little swagger, some talking smack will get you into watching some sport?
Yeah.
And that's why I like Tony Stewart, because he was talking smack. So that was the only reason I liked him.
So then they asked Kurt Busch. They said, Kurt Busch, how'd you get the move? He said, that's something me and my buddies drew. This is a quote. Okay, I'm done with my acting for today. I can't jump into two characters.
Man,
so I'm just going to read this
Kurt
one.
Busch, I will kill myself.
That's something me and my buddies drew up after a few.
He can't resist. He's just he's an incredible actress.
Now, actress.
No, actor. Now you sound like Tropic Thunder.
I'm the man playing the man next to the man. That's something me and my
we 100% legit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's something me and my buddies drew up after a few too many Miller Lights one night. And then he looked at his sponsor or this thing. He said, is it okay to say that? But his sponsor is Miller Lite.
Right.
So he was propping him up, you know, Miller Lite. So my boy drive backwards. My boy would say some cool
quotes. Who's this guy again?
Kurt Busch. And he's U of A affiliate, too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
He went to U of A. I saw the Wildcat chat special or whatever where he was. We were doing our summer league or the preseason right before the season starts. He was giving a speech to the football team. I think that's why we beat ASU, and I think that's why we beat BYU in the Las Vegas Bowl, because it's all because of Kurt Busch and his backwards flavor.
Okay,
that's what it is. Kurt Busch my dude, Carl Edwards my dude, Kyle Busch your dude, Tony Stewart your dude. We in it to win it, dog.
Yeah, man, I like to hear that, man. Not really. I could say I really like to care, but I like the fact that story was a good story.
Yeah, and I'll look out for some things your dude is doing, too. Because, I just read all these magazines all day, every day.
I ain't mad at you, man. Read your magazine, man. That's what you bring. That's why you bring you, and I bring me. We bring we.
I wish I'd have brought an extra coat of deodorant, because I'm sweating up in here after all this acting.
Man, acting is hard sport, man. I feel like, man, can you imagine trying to do Roots? Atypical Sports Show, man. We'll be talking on Friday. Make sure you tune on Friday. We got the fan interaction. We'll be talking a little bit about you no, we won't really be talking about U of A because that might be something that we have to do the show maybe like before then. I don't know. We'll see what's
we'll
up.
Wait, man, because we're going to talk about them, the Sweet 16. So we'll just talk about that next week.
That would be better, too. Yeah, so thanks for listening to Typical Sports Show. Thanks for logging. And don't forget to keep interacting like y'all been doing. We appreciate all the love we've been getting. Keep doing the interact. Keep doing the emails. We'll look forward to reading some good emails that we have for Friday. So.
And email us your picks, man. Please, document yourself.
Final Four.
If you're a real sports fan, you want to let the next man know what you know before it's time to know. So do what you got to do. Send us it in atypicalsportsshow@gmail.com. Please email us.
We out.
It's the Gully Guys.
Peace.